Imagine someone so busy that you wonder how he or she keeps track of everything. I interviewed someone like that for this podcast, Ruth Chung. She leads two small groups at my church, which are like Bible study groups. She's also a grad student studying to become an ELA teacher for adults, which makes her life more busy than most. She's still able to try her best in school and through everything she does. How does she do it all? Let's find out.
When did you get the idea to do two small groups?
Well, the opportunities came one at a time. So the first time, the first opportunity was to help lead an undergraduate group. So I accepted that one. And then when the opportunity came to do a youth group one, which was like high school age, I said yes, just because I wanted to work with both age groups.
What's your favorite part about leading small groups?
Okay. Well, my favorite part about leading small groups, I think for both of them, is actually two things. The first thing is the relationship building. So I love being able to meet different people and be able to not only like meet them in a quick context, but be able to really like get to know them and really like kind of live life together, like especially with the undergrad one, you know, being able to like study together, like see them go through different phases of life and, you know, things like that. And then I think the second thing I really like is seeing people change through through like the small groups. So I think it's really rewarding, and I just really enjoy seeing how people are positively impacted through these groups.
Okay. What's the hardest part?
I think the hardest part about it is, that's a great question. let's see. Honestly, I think the hardest part about it is, another two things. So the first thing is, kind of following up with what I said for my favorite part, I think the hardest part is when I don't see the change that I would want to see in, like, myself or even in my groups, the groups that I'm helping with, especially because I feel like I'm putting in so much effort, so not seeing that change can sometimes be kind of sad, but at the same time, that's a lot of me just kind of being impatient and wanting to see things, you know. But then the second thing that can be hard about it is just balancing everything, because I'm also a student, a grad student. Like, I'm TAing a class, and I'm taking my own classes, and just balancing, you know, like helping out with these groups, being a student. My family's also on campus, so being a family member and also just being a friend type of thing. Balancing all of that can be a challenge sometimes.
Okay. How do you deal with everything? Like,
the biggest thing I do is by planning a lot. I have this really big planner that I carry everywhere, and I literally write down like every single thing that I do. So what I usually do Sunday night is I kind of look at the rest of my week and I see like, okay, what are the things I have to do? And I write in like the things that I have to do. So, I have to go to class, right? And I have to go to the class that I teach. So I write those things in. I write down like church or church meetings. I write down like those things first, and then a lot of times I will write down like if I'm gonna hang out with a friend or if I'm gonna go to like meet with someone in one of my groups or different things. So I write down those things, and then I'll write down like, oh, I'm gonna like maybe go to the gym or I don't know, other things like that. So a lot, yeah, pretty much I deal with it by planning, a lot of planning.
Who do you look up to?
In general? Or like...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Who inspired you to do that?
Yeah.
To start leading to small groups?
So, honestly, the people who inspired me to start leading these groups are people that have impacted me while I was a younger member of these groups. So, when I was in youth group and as a high school student, I had... actually a couple leaders who were my youth group leaders who really helped me to see, or who really helped me through those years, like middle school, high school are hard years, right? You're like growing up, you're transforming into a person from like a child. And I think just the positive impact that they had in my life helped me to see like, oh, like maybe when I had the opportunity, like, oh, maybe being part of these things is good. And just thinking back to those leaders. And same with when I was an undergrad in college, like the first leader that I had, she was this woman like 5 years older than me. It seemed like at first we had like nothing in common, all this stuff. But then the more I got to know her, the more I saw like she cares so much about our group. And because she cares so much, like the way that she lives her life really impacts the way that I want to live my life. And so seeing that made me want to take part in that as well.
You're listening to Hidden Figures Podcast. Ruth influences many people through her small groups and is teaching the younger generation. She makes a difference in our community. What can you do to make a difference?